Wake up fresh
daily.
Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.
It's been a big week for statues. Mysterious ones. Yeah. They've been arriving randomly and also disappearing too. The monolith in Utah, which, to be honest, I never heard the word monolith until this week.
You are well read.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
Right. Well, maybe I've just not ingested it in my brain.
To be fair, when you said it was a monolith, I didn't think it was the size of a fridge. I thought it was like the size of a building, to be honest.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, look, it was pretty big in the Utah desert.
It looked like, in the photos, it looked like a fridge.
Yeah. And basically it was just like this big rectangular steel beam. It just arrived.
God. Oh, my God. Imagine it was a fridge. Maybe it's like the new model of fridge from Samsung. And
that would be like so smart.
Viral marketing. Oh, my God.
So smart. Let's scare the bejesus out of everyone.
Do you know who will know? Guys at Harvey Norman Cry and Warm Ponds.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Give them a call.
Yeah,
that's where I got my Samsung silver fridge.
Oh, really? Yeah. Very happy with that one. Yeah, it makes it. Ice.
Yeah.
So this monolith appeared in Utah and then it disappeared. And then another one, like, was there in Romania randomly, just arrived, boom. And then there were reports that that one disappeared as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, another statue has been taken away with no explanation. And this one is in Germany.
Is Gummy Bear, by the way.
Is Gummy Bear a show or like a DJ?
Is it? He releases music. He's like Crazy Frog.
He did that.
I'm a Gummy Bear.
Oh.
Yes, I'm a Gummy Bear.
Really?
Yeah, it was one of my most listened to songs on Spotify.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Okay, definitely makes sense. So, Germany had a 2-meter wooden sculpture. And it appeared without explanation in the Bavarian town of Kempten.
Yeah.
And this was a few years ago.
Yeah.
The sculpture has become quite famous because it looks...
like Gummy Bear?
No. It looks like a giant... It's sort of...
like a fridge.
Kind of like a fridge.
With a rounded top.
Yes. Rounded top fridge.
Like a fridge wearing a helmet.
Yeah. Right? This 2-meter wooden fridge with a helmet.
Yes, and it's spelled H-E-L-M-U-T because it's German.
Helmut. So this was pretty big.
Yeah.
And people were always like, ha, come have a look at the big wooden sculpture.
Yeah, okay.
Right? It weighed a whopping 200 kegs.
Wow.
Taller than most humans.
Yeah.
And now it has disappeared.
Ah.
And they don't know who's got it.
Okay, I think I know what's happened with this one.
Mm.
So, you know what time of year it is over there?
Christmas time?
Yeah, but, you know, in the Northern Hemisphere, they've just started winter, haven't they?
Yeah.
It gets really cold in winter.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just... Maybe it's still there.
It's just shrunk
a little bit.
Maybe they didn't need to dig a little deeper.
Yeah.
Wake up fresh daily.
Wake up
fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.
34 years old, JC. She was suffering. She was having a bad time of it before the guys at the University of Illinois in Chicago. The hospital there came across her, right? Rare medical case, right? So she arrived home late from work one night, realised she hadn't eaten all day.
Mm.
Starving, no restaurants open to order from. She opened the fridge and spotted some sushi she'd bought 5 days ago from a service station.
Oh, my God.
You'll be surprised to know this story doesn't go well for her. Chubby Emu says the fish did taste a little sour.
Sour?
But she just put soy sauce on it to mask it out. The 5-day-old sushi was so uneventful she didn't even remember eating it.
Oh, my God.
She'll remember. Don't you worry. We get to a point where she remembers again. 4 months after she ate the sushi, her body started to shut down. Began with insomnia, the sleepless nights leaving her anxious and confused, feeling like her heart was beating out of her neck. Around the same time, JC started having stomach cramps, feeling her stomach jiggle and shake before she went to the toilet.
Oh.
JC told her husband it felt like a fish was flapping around in her belly.
Oh, my. Oh.
She tried essential oils, as you do, melatonin and special tea to help her sleep, but nothing worked. JC then started hallucinating, seeing bugs crawling on the walls and eventually seeing them crawling under her skin.
Okay.
One night, JC lost complete sensation in her hands and feet. When she got up from bed, she felt wee-wee dripping down her leg.
Okay.
She was taken to an urgent care clinic, exhausted. Doctors couldn't find anything obviously wrong with her, so they sent her home. She was prescribed cognitive behaviour therapy to help with what doctors thought was stress and to help her sleep. The therapy did nothing, and a short time later, JC's husband again saw her mumbling to herself in the corner, shaking, and her pants were wet. It's a bit sad, isn't it?
Oh, God.
She passed out and started having a seizure. Her husband quickly called an ambulance, and she was taken to hospital. Now, blood work revealed that her red blood cells were abnormally large and immature. Her white blood cells were malformed and she was anemic. Another exam found she had sensory ataxia, a disorder that causes a person to lose their sensory awareness
suffering
from neurodegeneration. Her brain is degrading.
Oh, my God,
right?
Yeah.
When cells aren't maturing properly, says Chubby Emu, it could be because of nutritional deficiency. She's not getting enough nutrition. Her husband confirmed she'd been barely eating one meal a day. Further blood tests found JC extremely low in vitamin B12, which had left her with severe nerve damage, causing her to lose sleep, have delusions, psychosis, and hallucinations, right? They gave her B12 injections, and miraculously, she started to recover, finally getting her first good night's sleep in months. Okay, things are getting better. The doctors recommended she take B12 vitamins, discharged her from hospital. 2 months later, though, symptoms started to come back.
Uh-oh.
After another psychotic episode and seizure, she was rushed to emergency. Doctors found B12 levels were less than 10% of where they should be, despite her massive intake of vitamins. What is taking all the nutrition from her body, I hear you ask?
Something is sucking it out.
Yeah, they were wondering why her body wasn't absorbing anything. They examined her stool.
Oh, that's
found thousands of eggs measuring 40 by 60 micrometres long. They also found broken off segments of tapeworm. Doctors asked JC if she'd recently eaten grains, as they can sometimes be contaminated with rodents or insects, but she barely ate carbs. Then she remembered the days old sushi she ate 9 months ago.
What?
Finally, all her symptoms could be attributed to a potentially giant tapeworm that had been living inside her GI tract months.
I'm out.
You're out?
Nah, I'm not.
Okay.
Could have come with a warning, dude.
Nah. Anyway. So they got they got it out. It was very long. 9 meters.
And then she's like, look, do you guys mind saving that? Because I wouldn't mind to just put some soy sauce on it.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. So K-Rock 955.
A Victorian woman, actually, she's up in Ballarat. She's taken to social media to share an unwelcome surprise that she found hiding inside a bra while she was shopping at Kmart.
Okay.
Katie Harrison Pring, sounds made up.
Okay.
She shared a picture of the situation on the Kmart Mums Facebook group.
Yeah.
And it's
big on that. Are you a top fan? Have you got your badge?
I am a top fan.
Yeah.
I've actually been asked to stop contributing so regularly to that.
They
want me to dial it back to one post every 6 hours.
Okay, right.
Because I was getting right in there.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can still comment as much as I want.
Yeah.
And I do.
Yeah. It's nice when you've got the badge that shows, hey, guys, I know how it's run.
Yeah. And quite often once I comment, people like comment underneath like, oh, savage.
Yes.
Oh, savage.
People probably say, oh, my God, whatever Tom posts, I love. Probably like up there.
He's such a snippy little bee. Hundreds of the group's members shared their horrified reactions to the post because what it was a big bloody spider.
Oh, what?
It's a Ballarat spider hiding in the cup of one of the bras that she's taken off the shelf. She's off the hook or whatever. She's picked it up like, oh, I like this. Let's have a look.
No.
Oh, my Lord Jesus, baby Christ. One commenter said, lucky you're already in the underwear section. Am I right, guys? Kudos for getting close enough for a photo. Those damn things can jump like an Olympic triple jumper, another wrote. I don't know why they went the triple jumper.
Yeah, long jump.
Yeah, I would have gone long jump.
Yeah.
Bit of a niche Olympic sport, isn't it, the old
And it's hard,
jump?
You know, when you're under the pump for comedy. Like, sometimes you just go with it and you think, oh, yeah, should I delete God, that?
Wish I had have said this instead. I mean, yeah. that's after every show, hey?
Yeah.
Now I understand the burning of the bras, one user quipped, and the other one said they'll burn the whole shop to the ground. Don't do that.
No.
But she said she's lucky that Ballarat has more than one Kmart, so she now goes to the other Kmart.
Oh, yeah, because I'm sure that it's just that specific one yeah. that has spiders.
Yeah, for sure. Just be careful, guys. Be careful out there. The lingerie game is a dangerous one.
It is.
Don't I know it.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily.